Third encounter. Joseph was still in the house when Judah and his brothers returned, and they threw themselves on the ground before him. Joseph said to them, "What have you done? Didn't you know that a man such as I am is able to practice divination?" Then Judah said, "What shall we say to my lord? How can we prove our innocence? God has uncovered your servant's guilt. We are my lord's slaves, we and the one who has been found with the cup." But Joseph said, "Far be it from me to do that. Only the man found to have the cup will be my slave. As for the rest, go back in peace to your father." Judah then went forward and said, "My lord, allow your servant to speak. Do not be angry with your servant, although you are equal to Pharaoh himself. The last time you questioned your servant, saying, 'Have you a father or a brother?' we said to my lord, 'We have an aged father who had a child in his old age. His brother is dead, and he is the only one left of his mother's children, and his father loves him.' Then you said to us, 'Bring him down so that I can see him for myself.' We told my lord that the boy could not leave his father, for if he did, his father would die. You then told us that if our youngest brother did not come with us, we would not be admitted to your presence. All this we said to our father on returning there. So when he told us to come back and buy a little food, we said, 'We cannot go down again unless our youngest brother is with us. We shall not be admitted to the Lord's presence unless our brother is with us.' Then my father said, 'You know that my wife had two children. One went away from me and has surely been torn to pieces since I have not seen him anymore. If you take this one from me and something happens to him, you will bring my gray hair in sorrow to the grave. Now I can't return to my father without the boy, for my father loves him very much. If he sees that the boy is not there, he will die, and we will have sent the gray hairs of our father in sorrow to the grave. Now I, your servant, guarantee the boy's safety and said to my father, if I do not bring him back, I will bear the blame before you all my life. So now let me take the place of the boy and stay here a slave, and let the boy go with his brothers, for I can't return to my father without the boy. Do not let me see the misery that would be too much for my father.'